This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Everyone to Wells Fargo Arena, Joe Millage and Jason Madison, Mad Dog, helping fill in today as we prepare for individual matches tomorrow. We are broadcasting live high above mat number one, where all the attention will be tonight, as Eddieville Blakesburg is in the championship round, class 1A of your duels, taking on number one seeded Al Burnett. And it's going to be a dogfight tonight. We've got Coach Brett Little mic'd up right now. In fact, you can hear him in the background right now. He is mic'd up on mat one. And the only request that Coach had was, can you run a delay? And we are running an 8-second delay because we've got Coach Little mic'd up down on mat one. And hopefully we'll be bringing you some interesting comments and some exciting, passionate comments from the coach. But if our audio does cut out, it means we hit the dump button on Coach Little. But appreciate his willingness to be mic'd up. If you're not up here, you're listening to this back home. All of the Rocket Nation is close to their radios tonight, their computers or their smartphones, as Eddieville comes from way back, way, way back in the opening round to beat Emmitsburg. They were down 28-6 and came roaring back, winning six matches in a row and came back to win it here at Wells Fargo Arena in the opening round. And then in round number two at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Eddieville Blakesburg takes on number two seeded Woodbury Central from Mobile and destroys them in the final 1-2 matches. Jason, we were looking at that last match and saying, you know, this could go either way. They get a pin, they win. They get a major decision, it ties. They get a regular decision, we win by one. It was very exciting action.
It was. And actually came down to the Rockets pulling off a pin in that last second and ended up winning by 10. And you can't get any more exciting than that.
All right, our antennas are pointed down to Coach Little right now.
We got to want it more than they do. You got to want it. Let's go.
All right. And Scotty Fry, my producer back at the studio, has his finger on the dump button, and we've got Coach Little mic'd up and ready to go.
Answer that bell one more time.
As he is down on the mat right now telling his teammate to answer the bell one more time. We talked to Coach Little a little bit ago about what he felt and what he thought. He had some very interesting comments about this match tonight. In fact, they may put some JV kids out here tonight, depending upon what Al Burnett does. Roll that interview with Scotty Fry right now. Here with Coach Brett Little. And Coach, what an exciting day. You guys had two very exciting matches, one come from behind and one nail biter.
We're very pleased where we're at right now. Like I said, it's not where we start, it's where we finish. States put us in a bad situation, having to make some decisions and matchups tonight that if it was next weekend, we'd obviously go all in. We're going to see where it goes. We're going to see what Al Burnett does. If they send a JV kid to where we can put a varsity kid, we'll probably go with it.
So expand on that, Coach. You're saying you might make some game-time decisions based upon who you put on the mat.
Yes. I've got to protect seven individuals that are going to compete in that tournament tomorrow. I've got to give each one of them the best ability to get a gold medal put around their neck on Saturday night.
So you'd be happy coming away with second place here out of here tonight if it meant that seven of your wrestlers are in the best position tomorrow?
I would be happy if the state would change it and I wouldn't have to make that decision. We've waited out as a coaching staff. We're going to put ourselves in the best chance that we can to win this and win Saturday night. How that works is going to be how that works.
How do you do that? You're going to wait and see who they field, and can you wait for them first? Are they waiting for you? How's this going to work out?
Every other weight class, one of us has to report to the head table first. So say 132, for instance, if they've got a report first and they don't send Connor Solista to 132, we'll send Blake Maroff. If they do, we're going to wrestle him Friday morning in the quarters. He won't see Blake Maroff tonight.
How was your injured player earlier from the afternoon match?
Dalton has a concussion. The concussion's improved from earlier to this point, but he will not compete tonight.
Coach, congratulations on getting this far. Good luck. And all the fans back home, I'm sure, are going to be hugging their radios tonight.
like I said, best of luck to everybody. All of our conference schools, all the schools in our area, you know, represent our area well tomorrow. Come up here and do what we need to do.
Brett Little, thank you.
Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont is in the championship round right now. We've got Coach Little mic'd up down Matt's side. And Jason, they started early. They started at 6:26, and we've got a pin already.
Already, and it's 6-0 right now. And it's looking good. Pigsley was able to get out there and get the two-point takedown and right to the back, and that's how it goes.
All right, Hunter Johnson on the mat right now. He's got his opponent in a very precarious position. He's got him on his back. They're counting back points right now. Hunter Johnson's trying to pull him over. This is the championship round. It's Eddyville Blakesburg against number one seeded Al Burnett. Eddyville up 6-0 right now after one match. Hunter Johnson is going to get some back points here. He got three. Now he's got 5 points altogether with the takedown and the back points. It's 5-0, Jason.
Yes, and they have just came out.
Hip pressure, keep your hip pressure.
With their accelerator down right now. It is going down right now on the mat.
All right, well, you can hear Coach Little mic'd up down Matt's side, and he is coaching his team down there right now. And we've got Hunter Johnson with a 5-0 lead in the championship round. Who is number one in the state in Class 1A? Is it Eddyville Blakesburg? Is it Al Burnett? And you heard Coach say right before the game, you heard him say, right before the match, I should say, you heard him say, they may put some JV kids in here to protect their seven kids tomorrow, the seven wrestlers tomorrow, to put them in the best position, Coach says. So we'll see what happens. They're going to see what Al Burnett does. And so far, the wrestlers we're seeing with Pigsley and Johnson are the wrestlers that wrestled earlier today. On mat one, it is Hunter Johnston and Robbie Carruthers from number one seeded Al Burnett, and Johnston is up 5-0.
Exactly. Right now they just started in center, and Johnston was on top. He's still trying to hold him down right now.
No Petersons!
They have 22 seconds left in the first. And Al Burnett gets the escape. It's 5-1 right now with 14 seconds left in the period. They're working on some wrist control right now. They're both up on their feet.
4 seconds left in the first period. Hunter Johnson up 5-1. And I'll say Hunter Johnston.
You can't let up. You gave the last 22 seconds to him. You got to compete every second. Down.
All right, he wants Hunter to go into the down position. You're hearing Coach Little. We're four flights above the mat number one here. You've got Coach Little mic'd up on the wireless one, and Hunter does take the down position. And we start period two with Hunter up 5-1, Eddyville leading 6-0 in this championship round for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Schools.
He's working on the stand-up right now. It's looking like it's worked, and he did get the escape. Now it's 6-1, Rockets, with a minute 40 left on the clock. And they're on their feet. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do next.
Here at Wells Fargo Arena in the championship round, there's six mats with action on them as we speak. The third-place match for Class 1A is going on right now. Also, the Class 2A third-place match and the Class 2A first-place match between West Delaware and Davenport Assumption also going on right here at Wells Fargo Arena. Individuals start tomorrow morning. We'll be live with Jason Summers and Joe Sinclair.
All right, and the two wrestlers are lining right back up in center right now after going off the mat. Johnson's still ahead. 6-1. With a minute 4 left in the first.
This broadcast and this match brought to you by Cinef Auction Service. Cinef Auction Services, they can do your auction at your place or theirs.
Johnson in on the shot. Right now they're fighting, trying to figure out. It looks like it could be a stalemate, which it was. Now they're going to line back up in the center. With 50 seconds left in the first, they're still going at it. They're circling around in the center.
Hunter with two wins earlier today, a pin in his second bout this afternoon. Helped add those points up for a 43-33 win over Woodbury this afternoon.
Johnston in on the double leg. Brothers was able to sprawl. Right now, looks like he's just trying to see if he can pick up this double leg or not. Ref calls stalemate. They're going to start over again.
Still 6-1. Hunter Johnson.
Hey! Hunter!
About 14 seconds left in the first. Second period.
Yep, 9 seconds and counting left in the second period. Johnston up 6-1. He's won twice today. He did not make the finals for individual. So he is getting some redemption right here on mat number one against Al Burnett. Dressed in their blue singlets, blue and gold singlets. And coach is saying, Johnston, finish the match right now.
Exactly. We're going into the third right now. They're both going neutral. They're tied up. Still in the center of the mat. Looks like Johnson's just trying to play a little bit of defense right now, hold on to this lead. Still tied up. A minute 42 in the third.
Hand bite.
We are at the 195 weight class, so we'll work our way back around. We'll start.
Pulling to you.
We'll start at the. We'll work our way back around to the 106 weight class.
Johnson trying to get that underhook in there. And just Carruthers just doesn't seem like he can get anything going for his squad. The Rockets are looking good right now in this second match.
Winning the first match with a pin, Dylan Pigsley. He dropped his first match today, won his second one. But his first match that he dropped, he was up against what we believe is the number one wrestler in the state in that weight class and had not lost a match all season. So Pigsley comes out on fire, matches two and number three. 50 seconds and counting left in this. Johnston takes a shot on a single leg.
Exactly.
45 seconds, still 6-1, Jason.
And he's trying to pull that single leg in. It looks like Carruthers is trying to circle to the backside to pick up his 2 points. Ref has not awarded that to him yet.
Hunter just flops over to the other side to kind of help prevent that from happening.
Indeed.
24 seconds. Hunter Johnston up 6-1. He wants 3 points for his team.
And right now they're just hanging on right now. Ref is going to bring them back to the center.
17 seconds left. Eddieville wants to go up 9-0.
14 seconds left in the third. Rockets still on top, 6-1. Carruthers.
1 second. That's it, Jason.
That's it.
Eddieville wins that match. 6-1, and they go up 9-0 as a team. They've taken the first two matches from Alberdette, number one seeded. And I have no idea what the competition level is like if Alberdette is doing the same thing by taking some JV players out there and putting them out there in order to preserve them for tomorrow morning.
It looks like they're upper class. The first three that they're bringing out are all sophomores with about an even a half and half record, you could say. And we're into the next match. We're at heavyweight right now.
We're at the 220 match. It's Chance Wursta. Chance is going against Brandon Huff. And, hey, how about you, Rocket Nation? We know your radios are tuned back there. We're going to try a little wrinkle here. I've got my texting ready to go. If you've got a shout-out from Rocket Nation, where you're listening from, who you are, and you want a shout-out to Rocket Nation, you can text us. So jot this down, 515-822-1994. That's 515-822-1994. 515-822-1994.
Stop in a circle. 9-4.
If the coach would let me get a word in edgewise. We'll read those texts on the air as they come in from Rocket Nation here as Eddieville leads this 9-0. Now we're in our third match. And what's going on down there, Jason?
All right, in the first period, Worsha goes in for a looks like a fireman's. And he has him on his back, was able to get the pin. And the Rockets are on fire right now.
Come on, let's go.
Alburnett, a great wrestling program, and that is the third match. Eddieville Blakesburg has taken that with a pin. That's another 6 points for Rocket Nation. And so that's going to put them up 15-0 on Alburnett.
They have not lost a match yet, Joe.
Three matches gone, three matches taken for Eddieville and the Rockets. Again, if you want to send a text out to your wrestlers, wish them good luck. 515-822-1994. As we've got Brett Wirsta mic'd up.
Get out of there. Off your head. Get inside.
Brett Little, our coach. Who did I say, Scotty? My producer's telling me in my ear. Brett Wirsta. It's Coach Brett Little. We've got Brett Wirsta on the team. We didn't mic him
Luke.
Up. We didn't mic
Luke.
Him up. We mic'd up Brett Little. Thank you, Scotty.
And now we're on to heavyweight right now. That's Luke Welch out there for the Rockets.
All right. Good luck, Eddyville wrestlers. And these are from fans from Albia. All right. Bring home the championship, Rockets, from Brent Jackson. Rocket style wrestling, baby. And shout out to my brother-in-law, Coach Little. Finish this off. And that's from Tanner. I love you, Lauren Lettington, from your wife. And watch here. Iowa says, go Rockets, from Bart Little. Again, 515-822-1994.
With a minute 7 on the clock right now, the Rockets are ahead 2-1.
I couldn't see it where I was at. Suck it back!
And they take top right now.
Right forward.
Sometimes in the heavyweight matches, they're a little bit slower, less action. But, you know, sometimes these close matches do end up working out for you in the long run.
Eddyville is up 15-0. And currently in this match, Luke Welch is up 2-1 on DJ Cole.
He's looking for the half right now. Ride him with 36 seconds left in the first period.
They both got to wrestle. Need them both to wrestle.
Coach Little is yelling out they both need to work in order to keep this match going. He knows his man's doing his thing, so of course he can be biased a little. But right now, looks like Welch is looking for back points, and he's getting them right now.
Attaboy, Welch. Attaboy, 11 seconds left in the first period. Welch is up 2-1. He's getting some back points. They'll be awarded here shortly. As time is running out in the first period.
And he gets the pin.
Welch gets the pin. Another 6 points, Eddyville Blakesburg.
And they're going, they jumped out faster than they did in the first two matches of the day.
Time to go to work.
All right, Luke Welch is finishing off with the heavyweight class. And now we're going to work our way back around to weight class
106.
And I believe this will be Ray coming out. As long as Coach has not decided to stick somebody else in there. We'll see what he does. You heard his pre-match interview where he said, we're going to wait and see what Al Burnett does. I need to protect seven wrestlers for tomorrow. They've already wrestled hard today, twice. All right, so this is Anthony Ray going up against Jack Fowler as Eddyville Blakesburg now leads 21-0.
Right now Fowler ended up taking down Ray. Now it's 2-0. Albernette.
Fight, Tanner. Fight, buddy. Fight.
Tanner's trying to build his base back up.
Woohoo. Go, Rockets. Way to go, nephew. Chance.
And right now.
Compete, buddy. Compete. We got to compete.
Flower is working on a possible pin right now. Ray was able to bridge off his back.
Ray's trying to get out of it. Go, Rockets. Way to go, nephew. Chance from Aunt Brenda.
It's 5-0 right now. Ray is down.
Good luck, Rockets. I'm listening to you win it all from Coach Corey Connell, coach from several years at Eddyville Blakesburg. He is coaching at Iowa City, and Al Burnett gets their first pin tonight with a win over Anthony Ray.
Look at me. Go out the way we want.
Score right now is 21-6 right now. Rockets still on top.
Hey!
Pat Power says Rockets rule, and thanks KIIC. Good luck, Rockets, from UPS.
They have to report first at 20, correct?
He's checking. Coach Little, you hear him. He's asking if they've got to report their 120 weight class first, and so he's going to see what they're going to do. Bring home the gold, Rockets, from Dimitri Boyer. Very proud, Eddyville Blakesburg, and my brother, Lauren Lennington. Good luck, Rockets, from Big Ron Little. Go Rocket wrestlers, we are very proud of you. Listening and cheering to you from Ford's Restaurant in Eddyville. And I'll bet the folks down at Ford's are having a nice drink, and they're having a big, thick, juicy bacon cheeseburger. My favorite sandwich at Ford's. When I go to lunch at Cargill, I go to Ford's and have the big bacon cheeseburger, and it's hard to finish it all. Thanks, Ford's, for helping us bring these matches live from Wells Fargo Arena. We appreciate it.
All right. We pick things up in the first period of the 113 match, and that's Megan Black is out there for the Rockets.
Come up.
Right now, she's behind by two with a minute 14 left
in the first period.
Yes.
Megan Black. It's now 4-1, and Megan is being ridden by her opponent. We're going to talk a little bit about Lauren Ledington coming up tonight, inspirational story. So stick around. We're going to take a shout-out to Lauren Ledington, who's currently at the Chicago Rehab Institute in Chicago, and a former Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket wrestler. Inspirational story. We're going to talk about Lauren Ledington coming up here in just a little bit.
Stretch out!
Black is trying to build up from her base, but Washburn is keeping her down on the mat right now. He actually has turned her to her back. He's getting back points right now.
Oh, and he got the pin on her.
He did.
Damn it. All right, Hunter Washburn beats Megan Black 4-1.
Proud of you. That brings our point total to 21-12 right now. Rockets are still ahead as we enter the 120-pound
Rockets. Yep, the Rockets are up. Is that going to be 21-12 now?
Yes, 21-12.
So Al Burnett was, it was 21-6 before that pin, so now 21-12 as we move on here to the 120, and this is where Coach was trying to find out who they were going to field here. And they're going to forfeit. They forfeit. Eddyville forfeits that match. Al Burnett raises their hand again. Coach Little says, I'm going to protect my seven.
That's going to bring out Cody Brown at 126.
Six.
We'll see.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then 120, I think, was our injury from earlier today. And 126 forfeits. And so now we're going to wrestle at 132.
No. We had to report first either way.
So Jaron Glosser, who's here for state, does not wrestle. He forfeits. Cody Brown does not wrestle. He's here for state. And we're now at 132, and Coach sends Blake Maher off.
Harley,
let me see if that's who's actually down there. No. He sends Scott Crouch out, 3-5 junior. Scott Crouch is in for the weight class 132 instead of Blake Maher. So Coach is protecting his individual state qualifiers as they work their way towards a championship as well. Individually, does not want them to get injured like what happened earlier with Dalton. And so our score now is Al Burnett 24, Eddyville Blakesburg 21. So we had a couple forfeits in there, and Coach has sent out Scott Couch. And if I said Crouch, I apologize. Scott Couch is taking on Connor Shalista from Al Burnett.
And Shalista is winning right now, 2-0. Couch is trying to work up from his base.
Good luck, Rockets. Bring that win home from cell phone number.
He gets the set out to go and gets the escape. It's 2-1 right now. Rockets still down by a point with 58 seconds left in that first.
Go get them, Rockets. Go get them, Rockets, from Mrs. Versteeg. And a couple more here real quick. Jason, go Rockets from Lauren and Richard Ledington. They are in Chicago. We're going to talk about
Keep going, Scotty.
Ledington coming up. Let's get it done, Rockets. Thanks for the exciting coverage on KIIC from Lisa Wood.
Starting from center, we got 47 seconds left in the first. And Shalissa's still on top by 1 point. It's 2-1. And the Rockets are trying to build up a base again.
Be ready.
Shalissa just working on that left arm and shoulder.
52-60. We're at the 4-foot-70. We got a concussion.
We have 24 seconds left in the first period. Again, Shalissa's on top, 2-1.
Forward!
And the Rockets are trying to get an escape, and he's trying to build that up by
zero,
getting the base.
Zero,
but he's been
zero.
Turned to his back.
Zero!
He's looking for the pin. Shalissa does get the pin.
All right, so another pin for Eddieville Blakesburg, and you can see the strategy coming to the surface here from Coach Little. Coach Little would rather forfeit a few, ride this thing out, see how it goes, and protect his seven wrestlers tomorrow as they enter individual competition here at State. If they were to come in and get injured or just have too many wrestling matches today, I guess. I don't know if that's safe to say or not, but too many matches today, three matches altogether if they were to wrestle all three, or the possibility of getting injured is what Coach is doing to protect his seven wrestlers. You heard him tell us that in the pregame interview. All right, we are now at 138. And this is going to be Josh Johnson against Colton Martin. So 138, we normally see Jason Crosby. Jason Crosby is a state qualifier, but he's not wrestling. Josh Johnson is. And right now, Al Burnett's up 30-21 as Coach is strategizing here and sending out some of his underclassmen or junior varsity wrestlers to wrestle Al Burnett in order to give his kids the best position possible. Scotty, back at the station, cue that up for anybody that joined us late. Cue that spot of the interview up
back pressure,
where Coach talked about what his strategy was going to be tonight, and let me know when you're ready to roll that.
Right now, Johnson is out on the bottom right now. He's down 2-0 with a minute left.
Go Rockets, we're proud of you from Coach Genskow. And again, we are live here at Wells Fargo Arena. Eddieville Blakesburg finds themselves down 30-21, but that's after a couple of forfeits and sending out a couple of junior varsity players. Wrestlers, I should say. Tony Johnson earlier, Jason, tell me, they're not players, they're wrestlers.
Indeed. Right now, we have 28 seconds left in the first period right now, and
Al Burnett scored the first 2 points here on a takedown.
Johnson's still looking for an escape right now. He has not been able to build up from his base and get that that 1 point that is needed right now. Make this match a little closer. We have 5 seconds left in the first period of this 138-pound matchup right now.
Hey! Look at me. Wrist got to stay out. Elbow's got to stay in. Look, when we get here, that's where you're in trouble.
That's Coach Little. He's mic'd up. Again, thanks to all of our sponsors for bringing you this live coverage on Thunder Country KIIC, Leffler Dirtwork, Ford's Grill in Eddieville, Cinef Auction Service, Eddieville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, UGL, Unico, providing maintenance at Cargill, also at Junimoto, and Southern Iowa Technologies.
All right, as we enter into the second period with a minute 48,
where looks like he's up 4-0. Looks like Colton Martin is up 4-0 on Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson is still trying to build up. As Martin's looking for that bar arm right now. And he's getting the tilt. Looks like he's getting back points.
Good.
Minute 7 left in the second. That's 7-0 right now for Martin.
It's going on that hand. Sure, it isn't feeling good.
So it's Josh Johnson. It's out there wrestling right now. Normally you would see Jason Crosby, but he's wrestling tomorrow. And we saw Scott Couch instead of Blake Maroff. Again, we want to see those seven Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket wrestlers advance through state. Now, we talked with Coach Little right before the matches started at about 6:20, and here's what he told me was his strategy tonight.
State's put us in a bad situation, having to make some decisions and matchups tonight that if it was next weekend, we'd obviously go all in. We're going to see where it goes. We're going to see what Al Burnett does. If they send a JV kid to where we can put a varsity kid, we'll probably go with it.
So expand on that, Coach. You're saying you might make some game-time decisions based upon who you put on the mat.
Yes. I've got to protect seven individuals that are going to compete in that tournament tomorrow. I've got to give each one of them the best ability to get a gold medal put around their neck on Saturday night.
So you'd be happy coming away with second place here out of here tonight if it meant that seven of your wrestlers are in the best position tomorrow?
I would be happy if the state would change it and I wouldn't have to make that decision. We've waited out as a coaching staff. We're going to put ourselves in the best chance that we can to win this and win Saturday night.
That's Coach Little just a few minutes before matches started, and you're hearing his strategy. What happened while we were listening to that?
While we were listening to that, Colton Martin ends up getting the pin over Josh Johnson. That makes Auburnette take the lead, a further lead, 36-21, as we head into the next matchup at 145 pounds.
And this is, and folks, forgive me, because some of these names are going to be new to me here. Jeffrey Kobuk. I hope I'm saying that right, or maybe somebody can phonetically spell it, sound it out for me. Jeffrey Kobuk for Eddyville Blakesburg is a freshman. He's also
he's out there for Tucker Black.
Yeah,
right,
he's
now
out there. So Tucker Black will not wrestle tonight, so that he can wrestle tomorrow. Now, when you hear Coach Little say the state has put us in a bad position, this is what he's saying, and this is what so many of the other coaches are saying. Team duels used to be the week after state individual wrestling, and so team duels allowed you to get regrouped and get yourself put back together, get your roster filled out, and for whatever reason, and Joe Sinclair has several ideas around this, but for whatever reason, the state has moved the team duels to the day before individuals. Now, the state says we need to do it because it helps sales of tickets. It helps bring more people into Wells Fargo, but a lot of the coaches and a lot of the wrestlers do not like it.
And right now, Auburnette was eventually able to pick up another pin right now, sending up 42-21 over the Rockets. And they're reeling right now with the situation that they're in, you know, using some of their younger wrestlers. But, again, if this was something that was going on next week, it could definitely be different.
All right, Kobuk, thank you so much for that pronunciation. But Kobuk gets beat. And shout out to Rocket wrestler Jace Riley from Dad and Jesse Riley, if I've read that text right. But Kobuk was the pronunciation there. And, of course, so what we've got out right now is Treg Van Dorn. And Treg, earlier today, Jason, if you'll remember, was the last match in the second round and happened to pin his wrestler and win for the Rockets, and actually took put the Rockets in that winning position this afternoon. Treg Van Dorn, and he's out there right now. Now, he is not wrestling individually. He did not make it past sectionals. And so Treg is out there wrestling for against Grant Henderson. So we'll see how this matchup goes. Eddyville is down 42-21 right now, but again, a pin gets you 6 points. So it's possible that we can make this up here with several matches yet to go.
And Henderson's actually was able to get a takedown, and he's working on back points at the moment. He's going to make it 4-1, and actually gets the pin. So Henderson with the pin for Auburnette, and the Rockets go down again.
Hey, we want to shout out to Lauren Ludington. Again, I mentioned earlier, he wrestled weight class 112, graduated back in 2005 for Eddyville Blakesburg. He is listening right now in Chicago at the Chicago Rehab Institute. Now, back on November 26th, Lauren had about a 6,000 to 10,000 pound item fall on him. He was working in Germany for Vermeer, and a piece of equipment fell on him, and he is now in rehab in Chicago. So our thoughts and prayers go out to you, Lauren, because I know you're listening right now. You are a Rocket Nation wrestler and dyed-in-the-wool Rocket, and I know you've been close to your radio as well in Chicago. Lauren, unfortunately, had the pleasure of always wrestling up against Nick Pickerel, so it was hard for him to ever advance. Nick Pickerel, a state qualifier and maybe even a champion from Albia in weight class 112. So congratulations, Lauren, on your recovery, because we know you're going to make a full recovery, my friend. And thank you for tuning in and for your vast network of friends and family. Well, it looks like we've got a timeout. Is this an injury or blood timeout?
It's a blood timeout right now.
And it is Brett Wursta is out on the mat right now.
Yes, he is. Rocks going up against Dalen Winfield from Auburnette. We got a minute 40 left. And Winfield is up 2-0, working on a pin right now. And he gets it for Auburnette. That sends the number one seed up.
From earlier.
I got a text here from Mark Ford. I got a text from Mark Ford down at Eddyville. He says, hey, the Olympic Committee needs to be in the well tonight to see the blood, sweat, tears, cheers, and love of the sport. Finish strong. We're proud of all the wrestlers. Go Rockets, from Mark Ford at Ford's Grill. And I have to agree 100% with Mark, because you want to choose wakeboarding over this sport. And that's the match, folks. I hate to tell you, but Eddyville Blakesburg has decided to put their positions, their wrestlers, in great positions for tomorrow. They've got seven wrestlers. They had seven last year. They actually have seven this year, but they're better suited this year to get some champions all the way through to the championship round. And tell us what happened in that last match there.
On that last match, they just went ahead and forfeited at 170 pounds. And I think they're just going to call it a day and then come back out here as individuals and wrap things up for Southeast Iowa, along with some of those other wrestlers around in the area.
Good job, buddy. Good job. Congrats.
And the coach right now, he's congratulating not only the other team, but all of his own wrestlers. Brett Little doing his thing in his first year out here, taking over for Corey Connell after he left for Iowa City. And Brett Little's been with the team for about 4 years now, so he's been working with a lot of these athletes, a lot of these young wrestlers, and he's going to have a chance to send them out on a high note, taking second today. And hopefully in tomorrow we'll have some more champions out of those seven that have qualified for the individual tournament.
Okay, Scotty, be close on that dump button.
That's a hell of a good team there. Nothing to hang your heads about, right? Very, very proud. Hey, plan on doing it again. Let's get in there this summer. Work hard this summer. Get in there at least twice a week, like Coach said. Let's get better. Let's get better. Do it again.
You can hear Megan Black in there.
Second to state as a team. Hey, there's a hell of a lot of 118s in this state. We're second. Okay? Nothing to hang your head about.
Here's the thing. No one here in this circle can be content with being second. We've got to get in this summer, and you've got to put the work in to make sure this doesn't happen again. I am very proud of where we started and where we're at tonight. All right? Very proud. I'm honored to be a part of this program. But we cannot be content. We cannot fall back on our laurels. Everything we do has got to be going forward. Off season is the same as the regular season. We've got to keep going forward, or people will catch us and pass us. That is not what we want to have happen. All right? It's a commitment, 1 through 20. It's a family. It's what we have to do. Right? All together. Five of us this summer isn't going to be enough. We need 20. We need every kid.
Can't break up your family, guys.
You understand?
Can't break up your family.
We win together, we lost together tonight. It is what it is. We did it together. We're going to get better together this summer. Believe in yourselves. And look, be proud of where you're at. Like Coach said, there's two teams that got to wrestle in this thing tonight. There's a hell of a lot of other ones that would have traded us places in a heartbeat to be in second place. But we will not be content with it. You enjoy it tonight, we will not be content. We will get better. All right? I'm damn proud of every one of you.
You keep that,
Scotty.
Be
proud of yourselves. Keep your heads up. Champs on three. Megan Black, break it down for us.
One, two, three.
Champs!
Every time we do that, I feel like I have to say
all right, I am just a scrawny little kid that can barely lift a 5-pound sack of sugar, but I'm telling you right now, I would wrestle for that guy. I would wrestle for that guy.
He definitely is an inspiration. Again, he's taking over the reins. And in this first season, he's really shows worth it. This is the second dual match, you can say, that they've lost the entire year. And it happens right now here at the state duels. So going in tomorrow, this should really be a motivator for those seven that should be amped, that are warmed up. They should have got a lot of those jitters out of the way that sometimes happen when you're in front of such a large crowd. So going into tomorrow again, good luck with to these Rockets and all the nation that keeps on following them along the way.
Now we're trying to get a hold of Coach right now down on the mat. We'll see if we can't bring you a live interview here and talk to him about his strategy, where Hey, Coach, this is Joe up in the booth. I'm going to wave at you, and then I'm going to turn your mic on. I'm going to talk to you live on the radio, if that's okay. Yep, no, I'm up here. I'm waving at you upstairs in the booth, and I'm going to talk to you. You're going to hear me through my cell phone, and I'm going to hear you through your wireless mic. So I'm going to turn your wireless mic up and just talk to you. Your strategy, Coach, proved out. You told me before the match that you might see what Al Burnett does, and you might have to bring in some of your JV, and that was the strategy you ended up with.
Yeah, like I said, ultimately at the end of the day, the way the state has set this up, it puts us in some bad positions. If it was a week from today, we would have went all hands on deck and went after it. It is what it is. Either way, I'm very proud of our student athletes and proud of our community and proud of our coaching staff. We can't be complacent, though. We've got to get better over the summer to keep people from catching us and to make sure next year that we're on the other end of this.
Coach, we're on live with Coach Brett Little, and we're able to listen to a lot of his inspiration during the match. Coach, when were you making some of those decisions? Was it right before those you sent your wrestler out and you said, hey, you're going, or was it, did you wait to see what Al Burnett did?
We saw the matchups. Obviously, from weigh-ins this morning, we knew who was going to be where. They had multiple options at other weight classes with some JV wrestler level kids as well. You never know what anybody else is going to do. You don't know if they're thinking the same thing we're thinking. You don't know if they're going all hands on deck. You just don't know until someone reports to the table. They put their best 14 forward tonight. And congratulations, Al Burnett, because they're state champions this year.
We're up on the fourth floor. Coach Little is down on mat one with the wireless mic. And, Coach, I don't think any of your kids have their heads hung. You gave a great speech there at the end of the match, but your kids are not sulking about this.
No. There's some disappointed kids in this group. I mean, obviously, anytime you lose anything, you want to win. I mean, they keep score for a reason. But end of the day, they'll give them a day or two to look back on this, and they'll be proud of what they accomplished.
One more question, Coach, because I know you want to get back with your wrestlers. But how about Eddyville, the Rocket Nation, showing up here tonight? And I know they're going to show up this weekend because this is also where the rubber meets the road with all these matches coming up. Great fan support, right?
Very, very, very good support from our community. It goes without saying.
Very good.
We show up, the kids are prepared, the fans are there to support us. It's a group effort.
All right, Coach. Well, listen, I know you're not full-time with Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket Community School District, but who's taking care of the hogs?
I got some people that work for me that are taking care of some things that I am, so... I'll see them on Monday.
They'll still be there, I'm sure. Coach Brett Little, congratulations. What a season. Number two in the state, Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, and really an asterisk by number two because Coach Little didn't field his number one players. So, but, again, nothing to hang your head at, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening.
All right, that's Coach Little. We're going to turn his mic off now. And, again, Jason, you know, it was exciting to see their 11 a.m. match where they came from way back to beat Emmitsburg. They were down 28-6 going in after they won their first match. They lost their next six, and then Megan Black came out with a pin and lit the fire, and it was the Rockets' red glare after that. The Rockets went on to win six matches right after Megan's pin, and they went on to win that one, not by very many points over Emmitsburg. And then it was the 1 o'clock match, where they also were having a dogfight. This one was back and forth. You joined me for that one, Jason. That was a back-and-forth battle. It was a dogfight the whole way, and it was tied most of the way the last couple of matches.
Indeed, it came down to those last three matches, and they were all key, especially that big pin that really sent them up double digits and really secured that win for the team itself. And then they actually sent them right out here into the finals. And, again, they were able to hang with them close in the finals. But, again, you know, with not being able to put all your stars out there at the moment. And those upcomers who actually get that experience out here is definitely something they can take away from this experience.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. How about give me the gentleman's names again. It was Josh Johnson, Scott Couch, and Jeffrey Kopke. They got to wrestle at state. How about that?
I know we had a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior that got out there and really fought for their team, fought for their pride, and knew that there were some seniors on this squad that were going to be gone after this year, and they really wanted to give them the best chance that they could.
All right, well, a couple other texts we'll finish out here with. Okay, Rocket Nation, we'll be coming after the deal, the real deal, starting tomorrow. That's Dimitri Boyer. Dimitri, you better find your way up to the booth. We want to say hi to you after you've given us some exciting wrestling action over the years. Hey, good job from Miranda Little. She must be related to the coach somehow. And tell Brett we are proud from your dad. How about that text right there? All right, Rocket Nation, thanks for tuning in tonight. We're going to thank our sponsors one more time. And our normal wrestling coverage gets underway tomorrow morning. Jason Summers' plane should be landing any moment. Joe Sinclair is going to kick it in four-wheel drive and head on up to state tomorrow as well. And we're bringing you matches from all over Southern Iowa, not only Class 1A and Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. You're going to hear matches from Albia, the Albia Blue Demons, the Sheraton Chargers, the Centerville Big Red, the Davis County Mustangs, the Oskaloosa Indians, and more. Pekin, Montezuma, Linville Sully. You'll hear them all live right here on Thunder Country KIIC 96.7 FM and worldwide at www.kiicradio.com. You know what? We have to pay to be here. We have to pay broadcast rights. We have to pay for our space. We have to pay for our gas. And we thank these sponsors for paying us to make it happen. Leffler Dirt Work. Call Chad Leffler for all your dirt work needs. 226-2231. Thanks, Chad. Ford's Grill in Eddyville. Stop down and see Mark. Say hi. Say thanks. And Mark, I'm coming for a bacon cheeseburger. Cinef Auction Services. Cinef Auction Services. They can do your auction at your location or theirs. Eddyville Lumber. They have everything for all your building projects and more. Check them out. Eddyville Lumber, First Iowa State Bank, serving you in two locations, Albia and Eddyville. UGL, providing facility maintenance for Cargill, that's formerly Unico. Ajunimoto, Heartland Lysine in Eddyville. And also Southern Iowa Technologies, Larry Shepard and all his boys taking care of your security, access control, fiber optics, and networking equipment as well. Well, we're going to play this music out. Then you're going to hear our rendition of Hall of Fame and our edits to Hall of Fame coming up that we've done earlier. And then we're going to take you to Cyclone Basketball. We're going to join Cyclone Basketball in progress. So we'll let the music play out. We'll hear Hall of Fame. We'll hear the Cyclones. And then we'll flip the lights back on here tomorrow morning. Jason Madison, Mad Dog, thanks for joining us. All-star wrestler from Des Moines Roosevelt and William Penn, thanks for helping us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for letting me sit in and add a little voice.
All right, my friend. Good job out of you. This is Joe Millage saying good night, everybody, from Wells Fargo Arena and the Community First Credit Union Broadcast Suite.
seconds to do it. Davis has the
Davis
shoulder.
Has that. He's got it in.
He's got to run it over. He's got 15 turn. Seconds. He's going to have to run. He's 14, 13. He's got the
he's
back.
Got it.
He's got to get the pin.
It's a pin.
It's a pin.
It's a pin. 8 seconds to go.
Oh, he's
Davis
will
get it. Davis will get it. He's got it under control. There it is. 2 seconds to go.
Get it. Get it. Get it.
Yeah, he got it. He got it.
He got it. He got it.
The pin. You can be the greatest. You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
And there he'll do a great job of countering that.
Get behind the hips, though. He needs to get behind the hips. With 10 seconds to go, there's the Granby again. And get behind the hips, Caleb White. He gets the cross leg right in now. He's got the cross leg in. And there is a two-point reversal with 2 seconds to go. Nope, they're not giving it. They're not giving
it. Nope, that's it. Caleb White will hold on.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Another freshman at 33-8. They're going to go on mat one. You've got to keep a close eye on Jaron Glosser. He'll be coming up at 120.
And the world's going to know your name. Yeah. And you'll be on the walls of the Hall of Fame.
You can hold it
You can run the mile. Archer there with the dresser dump. Uh-oh, Spladle, Spladle.
Oh, Spladle.
And Tyler Archer's in trouble with the Spladle. And this could be trouble.
Bam!
Tries to dump it. He grabbed the head. He's got it. He's got two. 2 points. He's going to try for more, folks. He's got 2 points, but quick as a cat, Matthews is back on his base. He's at the center of the mat. He starts to walk the head. He works him over. He's getting the back points and just start to count the pins right now.
Yep. Wallace has the arm bar back, trying to walk it over. He's got it back, trying to rock it over. Blake Lawless tied at 2 here with 120. Now he gets the shoulder over. Lawless has the shoulder over.
This would be a huge upset, folks.
Lawless trying to get the pin here. Lawless has his back in the ring. He's got a pin. Blake Lawless with the pin. Blake Lawless with the upset pin over the top. Proceeded to wrestler from Grinnell, Crawford.
Expert advice.